The group funding the ad says it has no direct connection with the Kerry campaign. It's called Win Back Respect, headed by retired Army General Wesley Clark. The ad shows four women sitting in a living room watching last week's debate on television.
In Iraq, I see on the TV screens how hard it is, and we're making progress there.
He stood on TV pretending what's happening is not happening.
He still isn't taking it seriously. He still has this silly grin.
If you had a plan for...
The comment about the silly grin comes from Madison resident Jane Jensen. Her son is deployed now as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot in Iraq. She hopes the ad will help put John Kerry in the White House.
I truly, really believe that Kerry can get a plan to get us out of Iraq sooner, and that he understands what war is about.
Jensen says her son doesn't want his name used for partisan purposes, but he hasn't asked her not to speak out against the war. Jim Coy from the group launching the ad says all the women who took part in it feel it's important to make a distinction between supporting the troops and opposing the war.
For a number of the wives, they've specifically said, their husbands have said, I can't do this, but you do it. I'm thrilled that you're doing it.
Coy says the ad will air in Green Bay because polls show that's where the most undecided voters in the state are. He says it's an effort to sway people who are unsure about which candidate can end the war most effectively. A spokesperson from the Bush-Cheney campaign was not available for comment. Meanwhile, President Bush is back in Wisconsin today. He'll be defending the progress of the war and trying to sway voters his way at a campaign rally in Wausau. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.